Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. I want you to hit the subscribe button right now so that you will never, ever, ever miss another episode of this inspiring podcast. My guest today is Grammy and Dove Award-winning singer, songwriter, musician, and producer Rudy Kearns. Rudy exploded onto the gospel scene with his Billboard Top 20 hit Testimony, and then the follow-up single, Love Lifted, featuring DJ Dwight Stone. And it has generated on all kinds of platforms altogether about 500,000 streams across those multiple platforms. Plus, his performances on YouTube have helped him garner millions of followers. And he has a new album, Stained Glass Window. We're looking forward to hearing from that. And the single is called I Belong Here. And there's a video to it. So make sure you check it out. Rudy Kearns, welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm honored to be on with you today, and thank you for that amazing introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I first came across, you're welcome, but I first came across your music probably back in 2017, and that was like a rough year for us. I had a 19-year-old nephew who he resembled, looks a lot like you. Well, he did. 19-year-old nephew, and Dwight knew him too. Dwight Stone, we were talking about him. Well, he was murdered by a classmate that same year. And I remember listening to your music after that, and it really touched my heart. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's definitely the mission, and I believe a huge part of my purpose in music and even in ministry is to provide relief and healing for people, because music is really powerful. To whom much is given, much is required. So I just believe that that's my responsibility as an artist, as a public figure, as a musician, to provide relief and healing. So that does my heart good to hear that my music made a difference.
Yes, it did. So, yes, sir. So bless your little heart, and thank you so much.
Thank you. That means the world.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you understand you are from South Carolina originally.
I am. Rock Hill, South Carolina is about 20 minutes south of Charlotte, North Carolina. And so right there on the border, and grew up a PK. My dad is a pastor, so my brother and I grew up playing and singing in church, in my dad's church, in our home church, Newmont Olivet AME Zion Church. Born and raised all day, everywhere I go. No matter where I move to, I'm still a Carolina boy.
Still a Carolina boy. So even though you're in Atlanta, you're still holding it down for the PKs and South Carolina boys.
Yeah, all the PKs across the world. You know, there's a lot of us out here. So, you know, it's a big fraternity sorority, I say.
It certainly is, because I've met a lot of you. Now, you grew up in South Carolina. You're now living in Atlanta, but who did you listen to while growing up? You know, you're a PK. Some PKs are not allowed to listen to everything. But what about you? What did you grow up listening to? And then
I often tell people I consider myself the everyday PK. One cool thing about my dad is that, you know, we grew up in a musical household. Not only is my dad a pastor, so he comes from a large family, the oldest of seven. All of them are musically inclined. My brother and I, growing up in the house, we would not only just hear great gospel music. So on the gospel side, my parents were big Hawkins family fans. So I grew up hearing all the Hawkins music and albums. And then they also loved, you know, Andre Crouch and James Cleveland and Shirley Caesar, all these like old school gospel classic, you know, artists. But then also my family, you know, appreciated, you know, my parents loved Motown. My dad loved Prince. My mom loved Michael. You know,
wow.
Grew up hearing the Bee Gees, the Carpenters. You know, so it was a really eclectic, cool just experience for me, and I think it helped to shape my taste in music, but also to influence me as a recording artist and some of the things I gravitate to now.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you about. Who influenced your musical style that you have, which is quite different? And you just told me, you know, some of those influences were, and that you were exposed to a variety of music and all kinds of genres. But you're also classically trained, is that right? As a musician?
So, you know, as I mentioned, my dad plays. He's a musician. He sings and plays the piano. So I often joke around and say he's my my first piano teacher, but my parents put me in classical piano lessons at age 6. I sang my first solo when I was 3. My brother played piano and several instruments as well, and then I went on to major in music at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina. So, you know, I'm thankful for my musical education, not only in the church, but also just my parents nurturing that gift and making me be as versatile as possible. I found such a musical appreciation for genres that, you know, I wouldn't have known anything about, especially once I got into college and just, you know, through my courses and studies, you know, music history. So I studied about Italian art songs and German Lieder and opera and, you know, just all these things that precede modern day music, you know, even gospel music, you know.
So besides the fact that you had this great experience and exposure to all kinds of music, but what made you decide, okay, I'm going to be this inspirational artist over here, as opposed to any of those other genres that you were exposed to?
Wow. Well, I just consider myself an artist, a singer with relationships. And so I try not to classify myself, although I know that it's, you know, just a natural thing that happens in life. People want to understand you, so they have to put some type of classification on your genre of music, which, you know, as I mentioned earlier, is why I kind of consider myself an everyday PK, because a lot of my career I've done, not only served in the church, but I've sang secular and R&B music as well. And anybody that comes to one of my shows, a lot of my fans would say that it's an experience. And it's just, I give you the totality of who I am authentically. Like, so you're going to get the feel good, you know, music and some covers, you know, may go back to Roberta Flack / the Fugees Killing Me Softly. But then I bring it back full circle to my gospel roots. And then we have a worshipful moment. And I share how my heart is, you know, at my heart, I'm a worshiper. And that we get to really just worship the Father together and have a God moment together. So, yeah, that's really who I am.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. As the kids would say, well, folks used to say, shut the front door. Oh, my goodness. Now, you talked about some of those folks you worked with, like, but yeah. I was reading that you worked with Maya, Ray J, David Banner, Quincy Jones through some projects. So tell me about that experience.
Wow. So I'm so grateful that in my career I've had the chance. And again, I have to give a shout out to my mom. My mom managed me most of my career. I talk about my dad a lot, but my mom sometimes is the unsung hero. So I remember I got my first record deal, official record deal, when I was going off to college. My mom would commute and bring me she would drive from Rock Hill, pick me up in school, 1 hour 45 minutes away, and then drive me another 2.5-3 hours to Atlanta to be in the studio. And those experiences and opportunities led to me getting a song placed in the Born Identity movie. It led to writing opportunities for Maya and Ray J, and then eventually got a chance to work with, you know, people like Banner and also the legendary musical icon Quincy Jones, which is still one of the probably top 3 highlights of my life and my career. So that was incredible. I remember being on the set in L.A. You know, we did ABC's The View, did a couple BET outlets, and we shot the music video for Quincy Jones' single, Soul Bossa Nostra, in L.A. And the label, I remember them telling me to sing for him. So I sang a little bit of a snippet of a song, and he stopped. He paused for a second. He looked at me. He said, "This kid is special." And all I could think about was, wow, this is the guy that helped mold and shape Michael Jackson's career.
Yeah.
You know, and this same person is, you know, co-signing and blessing me and saying that I'm so that was amazing.
That is such a blessing. Now, you're talking about Quincy Jones now. Once upon a time, I worked at Warner Brothers Records in artist development, and we worked in association with one of his labels, Quest Records, which was distributed by Warner Brothers. So I've had the opportunity to be in his presence and work with his artists on those labels. So he's a cool guy. I used to see him walking through the Warner Brothers Records hallway, just very cool, very laid back.
Yeah, definitely. it was an amazing opportunity.
Now, you did some work with Lecrae and Karen Clark Sheard, too, right?
Yes, I have. So I'm so thankful for the Lecrae opportunity. I I remember writing and producing on that album, and the way that they did it, they set up basically almost like a writer's camp and came in, you know, for a few days, and we all just kind of came in collectively and worked on that record. And so I brought to them a song that I had written called Lucky Ones, and because of my production on that song, and they featured me on it as an artist as well, and of course I wrote it, or wrote on it.
Okay.
We won a Grammy and a Dove, and I remember saying prior to the Grammy, prior to the Dove, we're gonna win a Grammy for this. Like, I just felt so good about it. And
you were prophesying, huh? Prophesying.
A year later, before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I a testament and a witness that sometimes when we say things to God and we're earnest and sincere and we believe it, you know, we may forget about it, but God doesn't forget. And I received what I claimed a year later. And then in 2015, had the opportunity to write Sunday Morning for the amazing Karen Clark Shear. When I mentioned musical influences earlier, I'm one of the biggest Clark Sister fans in the entire world.
Shut your mouth. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, to write a song for one of the sisters, especially Karen, you know, and I got the opportunity through my big cousin, Donald Lawrence, so big shouts to him.
Okay.
To do that was amazing, and it afforded me an opportunity to take my family to L.A. to attend the Grammy. So my brother, Michael Starr, who's an amazing producer, he produced Testimony for me, which is a top 20 Billboard record. My dad, who is like he's my pastor still to this day. My mom, management, she walked the red carpet with me, so it was just a fantastic affair. So that would probably be the highlight of my career thus far, because they're the superstars to me, and you know, I'm just me, but they're... I'm like, I want them to shine.
Oh, that is so sweet. Karen Clark Sheard. Now, here's another little tidbit thing that I did. I wrote a bio for her before, for one of her projects. I can't remember. And then a bio for Dorinda Clark Sheard. I mean, Dorinda Clark Cole. And then Kiara Sheard. So sometimes I tend to I write little stuff. but they're some of my favorite people. That's my point.
I love it. Yeah. Mine too.
Okay. Now let's go into talking about your music. We were talking about the single that's out now, I Belong Here, and the Stained Glass Window, the forthcoming album. Tell me about that album and why that name, and then we'll go into the single and you can explain more about it and about the writing and production.
As I mentioned before, you know, I've done R&B soul for a lot of my career, but I consider myself to be an everyday PK, so I take God everywhere I go. And I just felt led to do this passion project and this labor of love. And the title that God gave me was Stained Glass Windows. That's the title cut. The song is called Stained Glass Windows. And, of course, the forthcoming album is named after the song. And a lot of what it is speaking to is I just want to encourage the body of Christ to realize that no matter what anybody says to you, no matter, you know, what denomination you belong to, God is not coming back for physical buildings, but he's coming back for people. And you are the church, and I am the church. And I want my music and whatever influence I have, I just want to use it for good, to glorify God, and to be a bridge for people from all walks of life, whether you are a believer or an unbeliever. Like, we got to show people and reach people through love. And instead of being us versus them, we need to find ways to unify and to show the love of Christ. And I think that will compel more people and to discover who God really is than to judge people prematurely or to just not encounter them with love. The cool thing about Jesus, and my dad is a prime example of that. Like, he's one of the coolest, like, pastors you'll ever meet. Talks about he doesn't have a problem sharing his testimony and where God brought him from.
Okay.
And I think it's okay to show people or to say, I'm not perfect. That doesn't mean you don't put your best foot forward. It just means that you don't have to try to paint a picture to people that I have everything together. I have all the answers. I don't. But I can love you, and I can show you love like Jesus showed love to me.
Oh, right. Then yes. And we need more people kind of falling in line with that frame of thought right now, especially with all the things that are going on now, with the unrest, the civil unrest that's going on there, and with us with our Black Lives Matter, because we felt that we've been left out of so much in this country, and systemic racism has been a major, major part of that. So we need to hear more unifying music like the kind that you are releasing.
Absolutely. And even within the church, you know, Sunday mornings prior to the pandemic, when people were able to congregate, was one of the most segregated times in America, you know?
Yes.
Black churches, and then you have the white evangelical side, and you have other ethnicities who have churches. And I want to be a bridge between those communities as well. Because if we, you know, if we all carry the love of Christ, why can't we come together and worship? Why can't we love each other and not, you know, put limitations on each other?
That's so true. We do that in the church, and then we do that within the, like you were talking about, the classification of music and putting the music in different categories. So that there's a continuation of separation right there with how we separate and then marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And I'm just thankful that you asked about the single. It's titled I Belong Here. And I wrote it a few years ago, honestly, and not realizing. And it's the, again, that thing about trusting God's time in the process. Who would have known that 3-4 years ago when I wrote the song I Belong Here, that right now when the song is being released, that we'd be in the midst of social injustice and pandemic, mm-hmm. and people needing to hear a song or a message that affirms their identity and who they are, and encourages them and tells them that you do have a place for Black men and women and boys and girls that have experienced racism in this country. I want you to know that you are not less than that God made you, and that you are wonderfully made, fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you belong here. For somebody that may be dealing with COVID-19, may be grieving the loss of a loved one, may be dealing with some other affliction or sickness, and they're just fighting for their life, I want them to know that they have a place and that they belong here. You know, any underdog, anybody that's been outcast, anybody that maybe has experienced church hurt, I've experienced church hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in the church and somebody saying something or doing things to you that should never be done in the church.
Right.
You know, but I had to be reminded, and I need that daily affirmation that I belong here. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen. So, and that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Tell me about the other songs that are going to be on the forthcoming album, and when can we expect this album?
So the album, again, is Stained Glass Windows. I'm super excited that I Belong Here is available now, so people can download it, save it to their playlist, stream it, and share it as well. Just one more little fun fact about I Belong Here. The debut week, we came out number 3 on
wow.
the Gospel Digital Song Sales Chart, 29 on the Gospel Airplay Chart. It was most added. I mentioned that, you know, DJ Dwight, big shout to him.
Yeah.
And Radio Fun and Willie Moore Jr. And I mean, all these outlets that are everybody at radio that's playing, you know, the record. You know, so we were on 5 Billboard charts in the first week. So that's an amazing thing. The forthcoming album is going to be an eclectic mix. I think it'll be something for everybody. I love hymns. In fact, I just did about a month ago a series on Facebook Live during the pandemic of just a hymns edition, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3 that are still out there. People can go watch. On the forthcoming album, we have It As Well, which is one of my favorite hymns to sing and perform.
Mm.
I think that's timely.
Yes.
We have a song that's called The Raven and the Crow. We shot a music video for that in Paris last year when the world was open. and I was over there touring. So it's just it's a mix. I think it's going to be something for young, for old, for different ethnicities and demographics. I'm really excited about it. Contemporary, but classic.
All right, then. So tell us again, where can we find the music? What's available now? Where will we be able to find your music, and where can they find you socially?
Awesome. Well, the music, of course, is available on all digital streaming platforms. So anywhere the music is available online and streaming, you can find the new single, I Belong Here. The forthcoming album will be available later this year. And I also have other records, Testimony. Again, big shouts to my brother, Michael Starr, who produced it. And also my baby, my niece, Isla. I have to mention her. She's my little heartbeat.
okay.
Testimony is available, and several other songs. Send Me, I'll Go, Love Lifted featuring Dwight Stone, Love Lifted, the Go-Go Mix featuring DJ Soul from Radio 1 DC. All of that stuff is available on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, etc., as well as the forthcoming album, will be. And then people can follow me. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Rudy Current. And you can follow me on social media at Rudy underscore Currents. That's at R-U-D-Y underscore C-U-R-R at R-U-D-Y underscore C-U-R-R-E-N-C-E. And also, please sign up for my email list for more updates. And that's RudyCurrents.com. Again, RudyCurrents.com.
All right, then. And then if you want to find Lynn Woods, you can go to Twitter, and it's at LINWOODS. Thank you so much. All right, Rudy. Rudy Currents. Make sure you all check out his new music. Check out I Belong Here on all on digital platforms out there. And Testimony, you can still find that. And Stained Glass Window, that's the forthcoming album that you should be able to stream and download. Purchase. Thank you so much. All right, Rudy, it's been such a joy to talk to you. Just love your spirit. And I wish you the best in every single thing that God has anointed you to do.
Thank you again. I really appreciate you opening up your platform to me. So thank you so much for having me. And to all of your guests, thank you guys for the love and support. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Rudy Currents for being my guest today, and thank you for tuning in. You can download this podcast and listen to it whenever you want to. And by all means, please do subscribe. You can also donate by hitting the donate button. As we leave you, here's the single by Rudy Currents, I Belong Here, available on all digital outlets where music is sold. This is the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless. Hey, I belong.
There is a place for you and me. It's in the